Hey guys, I'm Billy.
And I'm Ashley, and we're Next Gen Pastors in Las Vegas, Nevada. And
today we have a really great topic that we're going to dive into. Before we do that, go ahead and grab your favorite drink of choice.
Only one answer.
There's obviously one correct answer here.
Let's get started.
Yeah, cheers.
We are really excited for today's conversation, and it is going to be a good one. We are talking about, does God care when I am hurting?
Yes.
And we brought someone in that we're really excited to introduce you guys to. He is one of our friends from Phoenix, Arizona, and his name is Jonathan. Hello, Jonathan.
Hello. How are you?
Also known as Jono.
Jono.
If you get to know him, you can call him Jono.
Jono.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yes. We love calling him Jono. Our kids call him Jonu.
Yes.
Which is really funny.
Before we get into the topic, we wanted to ask you a little bit about brands and the idea of brand. How strict are you when it comes to wearing certain brands and crossing over?
Yeah.
So like, for instance, would you wear Nike shoes with an Adidas shirt or hat?
Probably not.
Okay.
I'm more of a Nike guy.
Yeah.
That's like my heart, like ride or die, if you will. Mm-hmm. Like that's just, I don't know.
Yeah.
Simple.
Yeah. I feel like most people that ride with Nike, like they don't care about any other brand.
No.
Yeah.
Like 100%.
Yeah.
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 Which is okay. Nike's a good brand.
What brands would you be okay with crossing over?
Obviously Carhartt. And Nike. That's an easy one that I would do.
Yeah, they're not like in competition.
Like, I'm not going to wear Carhartt boots all the time.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
Come on. That would be weird.
Yeah.
I feel like for girls, it's just different. Like, I don't know. I wouldn't do like Nike and Adidas together, but like, I don't think about it too deeply when I'm putting on my clothes every day.
I would say because girls' clothing's not as like
brand exclusive.
Brand exclusive. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Versus guys, it's easy just to wear just like a branded shirt.
Yeah. Like you're not going to know if I'm mixing up like H&M and Forever 21. You know what I mean?
Whereas,
I don't know. Again, I just pick out clothes and I put them on.
Exactly.
You know?
So certain areas, you don't even care or notice.
No.
But when it comes to like bigger, more staple brands like Nike.
Yeah.
That's where people stay ride or die.
Okay. So you guys both have said ride or die. So I want to know when it comes to this ride or die. Needs to die or would let live.
Okay.
So let's pick three brands and let's have a conversation around whether or not it's your ride or die.
Okay.
It needs to die or you would let it live.
Let's stay on the shoe trend.
Okay, shoe trend.
Yeah. So we got Nike.
We got Nike.
We got Converse.
We got Converse.
And we got Vans.
Okay. Okay.
I'll give you mine first. Okay.
I feel like all of ours are going to be the same answer.
I don't know.
All right. On the count of three.
I'm very specific on my shoe fit because I have a weird foot. So.
Oh my gosh. Okay. No foot photos.
We're not about that here.
No. So on the count of three, everybody say you're ride or die. Ready? One, two, three.
Nike.
Hands
clearly.
Down.
Nike.
Okay. So between Vans and Converse, what would you let live and what are you like that needs to die?
For me specifically, I would let live Vans.
Vans.
And I would let Converse die.
I'm opposite. I would let Vans die and I would live with my Converse.
I probably would have said that a few years ago.
Yeah.
Because I was all about Converse, but then I switched to Vans and
I
prefer them more now.
Awesome. What about you?
Yeah.
I would say Converse. I would let live.
Yeah.
And Vans die.
Yep.
Yeah. We will.
Okay.
Okay.
Cross brands. Would you guys cross brand? What would you cross brand? What is your ride or die brand? And what brand do you wish would no longer exist?
Yep.
Tell us in the comments.
This one, there is no right answer.
There's no
all right answers are right. So
it's true. It's true. We are excited. We're going to dive right in to this topic. Does God care when I'm hurting? And just kind of open up and share a little bit of our thoughts with you guys. I know this is a big, big question that pretty much everybody asks. And it's not necessarily based around your age. I think it's just in our journey of life and in faith in Jesus, we get to places and experiences in life where we question if God actually cares if we're hurting.
Yeah.
Is he really there with us? Even the question, like, why would God let me hurt? Like, if you love someone, you don't want them to hurt. So, like, why would God allow me to experience hurt or experience pain? So let's kind of kick this off and let's talk about a time when you might have been in a season where you experienced hurt, and like kind of talk to us about that. God was with you. How did you know God was with you? Mm-hmm. That whole situation.
Yeah.
Heartbreak. That's definitely one.
Hands down.
It's a common heartbreak. One, I feel like. Yeah.
Maybe it was last month. Not gonna.
It's okay. You're still on that.
Not
season.
Gonna conclude that, but maybe.
So you're still hurting.
Maybe. Maybe we are. But you know,
God's with you. Even yes. in your heartbreak, God is yes. with you.
But for real, I think honestly, like times in high school, mm. like my parents got divorced. That was big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But God definitely was with me through it all and definitely put people around me mm. and put people that believed in me more than I believed in myself and just said, hey, like, we're going to get through this.
Yeah.
And sat with me bunches of times. And my uncle died in high school as well. And that was really big because yeah. I was close to him. Mm. But, even through it all,
yeah.
I was like, hey, like, no matter what, God's going to be there. God's going to always be with me.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, that's good. That's really good.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of times people think, like, you know, once they get into a relationship with Jesus, then they're not going to be hurt anymore. Yeah. They're not going to experience certain pain. Mm-hmm. And that's a common misconception of Christianity. I mean, Jesus says himself, when you follow me, you will face persecution. You will face temptation. You will face all these things. Because mm-hmm. we live in a broken world.
Yeah.
People
yeah.
are going to hurt people. Yeah. It's just bound to happen. So,
yeah. Yeah, that's really good.
But there's more to it, you know, on the long journey when you follow yeah. Jesus. It's not about that immediate, like, oh, he's going to heal my pain right away. But mm-hmm. it's a journey. You get to experience renewal in your yeah. heart. And so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And to that as well, like, when we experience pain, I think, to the question of like, does God care when I'm hurting? Yes, he cares. And then the thought of like, is he with me? He is. Mm-hmm. But I think because we experience pain from broken people, right? We're living yeah. in a broken world, yeah. establish that. Broken people, hurting people, hurt people. We're all hurting, mm-hmm. we're all broken. We're not in heaven yet where it's perfect and life is great. To this thought that like God doesn't understand my emotions. Like God is emotionless. And so then when we experience pain from people, we put God in this box of, well, they've hurt me. So now God is letting this pain happen and he doesn't care because he doesn't have emotions, right? This yeah. is the thought we have. Yeah. This is a normal thought. And yeah. then we put God in a box based off of other people's wounds that they've inflicted on us or when hurting people have hurt us and we carry that, we think that God's hurting us.
Yeah.
And so we put him in this box and we then go, well, he's emotionless. He doesn't care about me. When right. in fact, scripture tells us over and over, we see so many emotions of God. We mm-hmm. see him delight in his creation. We yep. see him list things in scripture that he hates. We see him, you know, talk about how he's proud of us and how he loves us.
Yeah.
We also see him having emotions of justice and kindness and mercy. And we see all of these emotions of God, yet we look at our own experiences that we walk through. And we look at how other people are hurting us or how the world is hurting us. And we think, well, God's just allowing me to be in pain because he doesn't understand.
Yeah.
But he does.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, he like fully understands our pain and he fully feels it. You know, we were talking yeah. about the story of Lazarus last night when we were yeah. talking about this conversation and how the shortest scripture in the Bible is in John 11 and it's Jesus wept.
Yeah.
And it's right when he was in between visiting Lazarus and raising, like visiting Lazarus's family and raising Lazarus from the dead. And there was a 4-day period and he wept. And when you think about that, that shows the gravity of how he feels.
Yeah.
Like it wasn't like, oh, Jesus was sad.
Yeah.
yeah.
Jesus cried. No, Jesus wept. Like yeah. wept is that ugly, if you will, from the memes, like Kim K cry, you know,
yeah,
like
yeah.
it's 100%. The weeping 100%. On your bed. Jesus wept.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
if he wept, he felt emotions.
I think it just plays into like Jesus didn't just come for our eternal need, but also our present needs.
Yeah, that's good.
Because I think we can focus so much on the eternal need of, you know, coming into a relationship with God and you live forever, basically. Mm-hmm. And but Jesus provided for our like actual needs, yeah. saying that, hey, like God came down. He could have sent a king yeah. to absolutely demolish the Pharisees and the Romans, but instead he sent his son
yeah.
who would feel everything.
Yeah.
Pain, as in physical pain, spiritual pain, and emotional pain.
Mm.
And I think I also love when Jesus was like feeding the 5,000. Like it's another example of he was filling them with their spiritual need, like teaching them. But then he like came around them and was like, hey, like, let's feed these people. Mm. So again, it just shows you the like the loving kindness of God, like his steadfast love. His love is never going to end, mm-hmm. of saying, hey, like, I'm going to be there with you no matter what, yeah. whatever you're going through while you're hurting. Mm-hmm. And I've been there before.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah. It reminds me of like the idea, like you've got your head in the clouds, like mm-hmm. maybe you're some people, they're too heavenly minded and no earthly good, where we're so focused on the eternal that we're losing sight of what's in front of us here on earth. And that's why Jesus came to earth, so that mm-hmm. we could focus on what's here mm-hmm. and bring heaven to earth.
Yeah.
And
like that's our mission.
That's what we're yeah. called to do. Mm-hmm. And so yeah. if we're too focused on our life after death and our eternal life with Jesus, we could be neglecting all the people that need to hear about Jesus or mm-hmm. need to see him in yeah. through our lives. And so,
yeah. And the testimony of our pain,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
like overcoming a season of hurt and being able to help walk someone else through it. Like that is bringing kingdom to earth. Yeah. That's yeah. our call. Like if God has gotten us through pain, it's our job to yeah. go and tell others who yeah. are in pain. You know, yeah. I mean, suicide rates are really high and, they increase every year. Like in high school, in my 4 years of high school, I had 4 suicides happen in my school. And I remember being like, I am so like, I hurt for mm-hmm. people who are so broken. And that whole experience gave me this empathy that I feel like I wouldn't have had. And overcoming the pain of watching my friends and their families go through such a dark season, I'm so grateful that God got them to the other side and got all of us as a unified front to the other side. And we are able to use our experiences to help others. Like there is hope. Mm-hmm. Like when yeah. you're in a hurting season, when you are hurting, there is hope and yeah. you feel alone, but you're not alone. Like ultimately you're not. And I know that like, it's weird to be like, well, how am I not alone if the God that I believe in is invisible?
Yeah.
Like that's such a big question. And I know that it's weird, but it's so true. There's nothing like the presence of God that can comfort you. Mm-hmm. You know, like, yeah, you can Netflix binge. You can scroll on social media or TikTok, whatever yeah. you want to do. Yeah. But nothing fills or satisfies that void, that mm-hmm. brokenness, that emptiness, like the peace and presence of Jesus. And yeah. so, yeah. What are some ways that, like, when you guys are hurting, what are some ways that you invite God's presence in? I know that you had said, like, in this season of divorce with your family, he surrounded you with the right people. He gave yeah. you comfort. Like that's all, like being around the right people is like the first thing I think of. Oh, right. Yeah.
I think it's like also like making your time with God a priority. Mm. And like, that's, and I don't know what that is for you, yeah. but it can be different for everyone, whether mm. that be like just turning worship music on or just reading your Bible.
Yeah.
But I also believe that like, I think we say that a lot of like, oh, like just have your time with God. And we kind of put like such a hard stick on that of like, oh, that's like reading your Bible mm-hmm. and listening to worship music in the morning. Mm-hmm. And it's like, no, it doesn't have to be that. I feel like your time with God is like, it goes back to like God being there with you of yeah. like, what does God and how does he speak to you the most?
Yeah.
And just learning how that and then establishing that. Mm-hmm. And then once you establish that, then it's a lot easier for you to, in the times of hurting, yeah. to be able to be like, okay, this is what I need to do.
Mm-hmm. Like, you know where to go.
I know yeah. where to go. Because there's sometimes, like, I can't read my Bible. Yeah. Like, there's so much that I'm holding on to, so many things that are in my head, and my head is swirling.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the only thing that I can do is, like, all right, I'm just going to turn on worship music.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to be with you, God. I'm just going to say everything yeah. and just say, hey, like, God, this is what I'm going through. This is where my head's at. And it just is like the God of peace surrounding me mm-hmm. and just making sure that like, hey, like I'm here with you.
Yeah.
So definitely like time with God and then wrapping yourself around community.
Yeah.
And going to those people that you know that believe in you and that will yeah. be there with you through those hard times.
Yeah. That's really good. What about
yeah.
for you?
Yeah. I would say I'm a little different than most people. Yeah. You know, I like to be by myself mm-hmm. when it comes to processing things. And I feel like that in itself, like I know that I'm not by myself when mm-hmm. I'm processing. Like I know that God is with me, and I'm, you know, allowing myself to hear on what the Holy Spirit has to say through me. But the most important thing for me through that is not to allow myself to be clouded or judged by everything that's going on around me in the world. And so,
like quieting,
removing the distractions, removing everything that might distract me from, you know, being in the presence of God or being close to Him, and just taking that quiet time.
Yeah.
And for some people, quiet time is very difficult. Like, you know,
I know that
is for you.
I don't do quiet time.
But for me, just absolute quiet time. Like, if I'm driving in the car, sometimes I don't even have music on.
Yeah.
You know, if I'm by myself, I'll just drive and just see if I can hear anything from God as I'm driving. And, that's one way that I know that I can be in His presence and know that I'm not alone, regardless of what I'm going through. It's hurt or loneliness, depression, whatever it may be, just knowing that God's there listening and feeling with me.
I think another way too is like, there's a song by Hillsong Worship, or Hillsong, one of the Hillsong bands, called So Will I. And it is one of my favorite songs lyrically, because it's this reminder that like, if creation was created to worship God, then so will I. If rocks cry out in worship, so will I. That's a line in the song. And that's also scripture. That's scripture. And I love that, because for me lately, I'm not an outdoorsy person. I don't hike. That's not like my thing. But last year we went on a 9-week sabbatical road trip in between moving from Phoenix to Las Vegas. And we went to some national parks, and it was incredible, and we loved it. But there was a moment in Glacier where I remember standing, the kids were asleep in the car, and we like stepped out of the car to take a photo of him and I. And I just felt this immediate, like a weight of peace, but like a positive weight, not like this crushing weight, but this like overwhelming, you can't explain it, peace of God being like, I've got you. Take
like a
breath.
Warm blanket.
Like a warm blanket. Yes. The Lord's presence was like a warm blanket just wrapped around me. And it was the moment where I was really wrestling with what was next for our family. And I was really wrestling with the hurt we had experienced in the past. And I just needed God to remind me that we were good. And I looked out and I'm like, this massive national park was created by God.
Yes.
To worship Him. And I'm this small, tiny human in it. Yet He cares so much more for me than He does for the mountains.
Yeah.
And He cares so much more for me than He does for the crystal clear blue water below me. Like, I'm good.
Yeah.
My hurt is real, but God is there and He's in it. And it will forever be one of my favorite moments that I have experienced God's presence in this like overwhelming way. And so for me now, nature is how I connect with Him. Like,
there you go.
Like hiking was never my thing, but I'll go stand outside and I'll look at the trees and I'll remind myself that He loves me, that He sees me, that He is good.
Yeah.
You know, in Psalms, it says that He's close to the brokenhearted and whatever that looks like, worship music, being in community, being alone in the car in silence, nature, whatever it is, reading your Bible, God is close to you.
Yeah.
You just got to invite Him in.
Yeah. And that's, I feel like, there's like a good disconnect there between sometimes people know that God is with them, but they don't actually feel God with them.
That's good.
So I want to kind of talk about that for a little bit. How can we get to the point of like knowing that God is with us, reading the scripture, knowing that He's there, to actually feeling Him with us?
Yeah.
Like, what does that look like for you guys?
Yeah. That's a really good question. Worship for me, like worship in nature. I think I just
feeling
like
the God example, through worship.
Yeah, the example I shared, like of even talking about the song So Will I.
Yeah.
Like I feel the most at peace when I put worship music on, or I'm worship music in nature. Put those together and I'm like lit up. I'm like, okay, God's with me. You know, that's how I feel His presence. That's how I know it's real.
Yeah.
Because you can't explain that. You can't explain the warm blanket wrapped around you, you know? Yeah.
Yes.
What about you?
I think it's like I'm getting there with nature.
Yeah.
Because I get these benefits.
We also all live in the desert. So it's a little hard.
Yes, it's so funny. Yeah. But like I have all these benefits to fly anywhere for basically free.
Yeah.
And there's just so many times that I like want to hop on a plane and just go in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
And just be like, all right, we're just going to sit here, God. And my dad used to take me and my brother all the time. Like out camping and whatever, and I hated it. Absolutely hated it.
Yeah.
But I'm beginning to just fall in love with God's creation more and more. And nature is like really the one that's like, oh my gosh, God, like you made that. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
And worship, honestly, and a little bit to you, Billy, when you said like, hey, just sitting in, you know, silence, I'm learning that too, to just be like, okay, like it's okay to just sit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, and I think that's the posture that God loves the most.
Yeah.
Is us just sitting.
Yeah.
Because I think we also live in just this world that goes crazy busy and wants to go a million miles per hour.
Yep.
And it's not going to slow down anytime soon. Mm-hmm. It's probably going to get faster.
Yeah.
But I think God just wants us to come back to that posture of sitting and just saying, hey, like, let's just sit here.
Yeah.
Let's just sit, whether that be in nature, whether that be like, all right, God, I'm just going to put on worship music and I'm going to cook a little bit and like clean and whatever. Yeah. And I think in those moments, God speaks to me the most is when I'm like cleaning my house and I'm like, oh my gosh, God, that's so good. Like I'm sweeping and I'm like, oh wait,
that revelation just came.
That's a great revelation right there, God. Yeah. So it's that's crazy to see that God makes it so personal to us.
Yeah.
Like I will always say that God's always going to make it personal to you. Mm-hmm. He's not a black and white God. He made... Like, if he was, then we would be only seeing black and white, I feel like.
And we'd be robots.
We would be robots.
Yeah, we'd be robots.
So
there's nothing personal about us then. There's no personal DNA if we're all connecting with God in the same way. And that is what is so unique about him, is that he does connect with us individually. And the one common ground I keep hearing, and it's a thought swirling in my head, and I feel like it's a good way to kind of wrap this, is that connecting with God is done well when you've shut down everything else. Because none of us said that we're sitting here on social media scrolling to find an answer in our pain. None of us said that we're sitting here listening to top 40 pop charts to find healing when we're hurting.
Yeah.
All of us said that we are disconnecting or unplugging, whether that's in nature, that's in silence in the car, that's reading our word, that's being in community. It is disconnecting with the digital space and connecting with God offline. Yeah. And I think that's so important. Like, find your way. Exactly. We have a youth student who is an incredible artist. He can draw like crazy. And I know that that's the way God connects with him. Mm-hmm. I know that. I know that the way he draws. And so whatever it is for you, find your way to just connect with God when you're hurting.
Yeah.
And we'd love to hear some of those ways. So tell us.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you, Jono.
Yeah.
This was such a good conversation.
You. Appreciate your conversation.
Yeah, it's been good. How can people find you if they want to connect with you? Reach out, ask questions, all the things.
Yes, for sure. I'm mostly only on Instagram. It would be Jono, and it's J-O-N-O ._.
_.
Yep.
Okay.
What a username.
I know.
Jono _. Was one underscore taken?
Yes, it was actually.
Okay, I tried, so that's not Jono. Don't go to the one underscore. Yeah, go to the
go
two.
Go to the two. _. There's two underscores.
Yeah, that's so funny. That's awesome. Yeah.
Thank you, Jono.
Thank you, Jono.
Thank you. Yeah.
All right, to wrap up this episode of Does God Care When I'm Hurting?
Yeah.
I think it's only fair that we do something that causes us a little bit of physical wincing. And we do a challenge where we have to drink some drinks that are really gross.
Yeah.
And so we've brought the one and only Fio V. Pena back on the show.
I'm back.
We loved her so much the first time. We invited her back again.
I would have Fio V on all the time.
You should. You honestly should.
We will. Don't worry.
Okay.
Yeah.
Basically, what we're going to do is Fio V has questions in her phone that she's going to ask us. And it's truth or drink. So either we answer them, or if we don't, then if the question's for me and I don't choose to answer, Billy picks what I'm taking a drink of. So what do we have over there?
We've got Red Bull. We've got beet juice. We've got coffee. We've got pickle juice, jalapeno juice, hot sauce, and soy sauce.
Amazing. Okay. I got a bucket ready to go. I have the weakest stomach, so this is going to be interesting.
This is going to be really,
all right,
really, take it off, really funny. Okay. I'm opening my notes. I think the first one, I'm going to go with Billy.
All right, okay. Bring it on.
Billy, what was the last thing you cried about?
Oh, my gosh.
Probably who's the emotional one in our family?
No, listen, all right? I'm in tune with my emotions.
You are?
I am, and I love to cry.
He loves a good cry.
Listen, the last time I probably cried, I don't know specifically, but I can almost guarantee it was watching one of Ashley's TV shows.
100%. This wait, guy.
So listen, no. She watches TV shows. I'm not invested in them, but uh-huh. I'll be in the same room as her and I'll watch for a few minutes and all of a sudden I'm crying.
Yeah.
Okay. Ashley,
my anxiety is through the roof.
What is the biggest lie you've gotten away with?
Oh my gosh.
Five.
I know.
Four.
I literally can't
three.
Think of one.
Wait. Three.
I'm gonna pick.
Two. One, 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 one.
Okay. You would.
Just to preserve your stomach a little bit in the beginning, I will give
you
Red
Bull. I would rather drink those than drink a Red Bull.
You want something hot versus a Red Bull.
Give me something else.
You hate hot things.
Oh my God.
This is the watermelon flavor, so it's very ooh. Refreshing.
That does sound refreshing.
Let me get my palate cleanser ready.
It's pretty good.
Here we go.
That is a bad mix.
Bottoms up.
I don't, can't.
Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do
I'm
that.
I'm going to set my heart into a tailspin.
Here we go.
Okay.
How do you drink this?
It's not that bad.
That's gasoline. That's gasoline.
Watermelon flavor.
I'll drink my coffee.
Gasoline.
Billy's turn.
Okay.
Billy.
Mm-hmm.
I know Ashley's answered this because she talks about it all the time. But what is a mistake that you wish you could take back?
Ooh, mistake I wish I could take back.
You're taking too long. You're taking
three,
five,
two,
four, three,
two. One.
I can't think of anything.
My pick.
You guys in Red Bull and coffee.
Drink up.
We know what we
babe.
Don't like. So.
That's so
enjoy. Can we just like save that video? Because
moving on.
You like won't even try coffee ever.
That's horrible.
All right, now we'll move
on
to the good
okay,
stuff.
Okay.
I'm still tasting that Red Bull.
Try.
Ashley, mm-hmm. Have you ever broken the law? And what was the law that you broke?
I can't answer that.
I'll answer for you.
No.
And you can drink.
No. That is unfair. I am choosing not to share that truth with the world.
Billy will answer for you?
Okay, give me my drink. I'm not answering it. So what am I taking?
Do the tapatio.
No, don't do the tapatio.
Do the tapatio.
He's... beet juice. I'm sticking with the rest.
You better save
the
law.
The law that she broke, she didn't get caught breaking it.
Okay.
But it was impersonating a police officer.
No way.
Oh my gosh.
What was the reason?
She likes to tell this story often.
Yeah, but I'm not going to share it with the world.
We'll just leave it there.
Okay.
If you ever want to learn about the story.
If you ever want to learn it, talk to Ashley yourself.
All right, here we go. This is a huge shot.
Okay.
That's beet juice.
That's a huge like amount.
Come on.
You can handle that.
Go. Down, 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 down.
That's so gross.
Listen, the things that are still left out there are gross.
Are grosser. That's I feel
like vinegar.
I've gone soft.
What do they cook beet in? All right, guys, thank you so much for watching and listening to today's episode. If you got something out of it, let us know in the comments what you took away and how God spoke to you through this conversation.
Yeah.
And we can't wait to see you guys next time.